7:40 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Every Thursday this time, we connect with Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so yesterday we got the note that all of a sudden, all of the railroad crossings in Pensacola weren't working. Apparently, it was a power issue. So what happened and where are we at now?
Well, I'm not sure what caused the power failure in the downtown area, but something did. And when it did, the gate crossings at the railroad crossings, the gates went down. I don't know, and this is something that somebody from the railroad would have to answer. I just don't know. But if this is a safety thing that happens when the power fails, the gates automatically go down, because if the power fails, the train's still going to come through. And you can imagine what could happen if the gates don't go down when they're supposed to because of power fail.
Right.
And a train comes through. So I'm not sure how that happened and if that's a safety issue or not with the gates going down on their own during a power failure. But that's what happened. It lasted almost 4 hours. And now everything is back to normal.
Well, I'm assuming that the danger then is that when people get stuck at the railroad crossing, they look both ways and take matters into their own hands, unfortunately. Is that right?
Yeah, sometimes they do that. But we had police officers and cadets at most of these intersections yesterday while this was going on, mitigating that. We did have officers. Yeah. Because that is, again, it's a dangerous situation. We were in contact with the railroad about where trains were, and fortunately, there were no further incidents.
And by mitigating, you mean you were letting people through when it was safe to let them through, or you were telling them, do not go?
Both. It depended on the vehicle. It depended on the amount of traffic. But we were down there getting them through when we could, and a lot of big trucks with wide loads, heavy loads were down there. We were having to reroute them so they could get to where they were going.
Oh, well, that's great. I mean, my first thought was, PPD's probably just down there making sure people don't cross. And I'm like, well, no, they could be down there facilitating, and it sounds like that's what you did. So that's actually good police work. So, well done. Red light cameras, January? I thought I heard D.C. say January. Is that right?
That's what we're hoping. We're waiting on electricity power to get to those cameras, and that is the target date right now. But we will work at the mercy of other people and the weather and the holidays. So we'll let you know just as soon as those are hooked up and ready to go. And we want to reiterate that this will be for the first month, whether it starts on January 1 or January 15, there will be a 30-day grace period in there where no citations will be issued, but they will be at no cost. And it's also important to know once 30 days later, once these tickets are issued, that they are civil citations. There are no points on your license. Your insurance will not go up because of it. It's a simple $158 fine. Unless that is not paid, then it becomes different. I mean, then we issue a citation. We issue a Florida citation, which does put points, which does affect your insurance. So the best thing to do is either pay it if you're going to pay it, or contest it if you're going to contest it before we have to issue a state citation.
Very good. You also had a DUI incident. Is that right?
That was early this morning. And, Andrew, every year we do a total blitz, not just me, but all law enforcement agencies, about drinking and driving in the holiday season. We don't want you to do it any time of year, but a lot of people tend to do it this time of year. And it happened last night. We had an individual that struck a tree on Scenic Highway or near Strong Street, where Cervantes turns into Scenic. The car flipped. There were two people inside that were trauma alerted to the hospital with serious injury. So, I don't know what else to do. Maybe we need to reflect the fire department and make a bulb red every time there's a DUI crash. I don't know what the answer is, but, you can bet the people involved in that crash wish that they had made another decision on how to get home last night. It's too late for them. But people that are listening right now that have never been involved in or had a DUI or been involved in a DUI crash, it's not too late for you. The important thing is to make a plan. You take an Uber, take a cab, do anything but drive. And that way you don't become one of these people that are hurt or killed or arrested.
It's an interesting idea, kind of the wreath concept. I'm not sure exactly what you would do to not just be, derivative of what the fire department is doing, but it's an interesting idea to keep the community aware of and think of it as a community problem instead of an individual incident kind of problem. So I actually kind of like that. We always like to end with a kind of a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for me this week?
Sort of. I'm going to turn the tables on you today. I was asked a question. It was last week.
You're going to pull a Janice Gilley. Janice Gilley was the former county administrator. She would always ask me a question at the end of our interview, which I always thought was hilarious. Go ahead. All right.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I'm about to do. So the question was, and let me tell you what the question was, and then I'm going to tell you the answer that I gave, and then you correct me. The question was, why does the news media concentrate so much on crime and horrible things? And my answer was, it's simply because that's how the human brain works. They want to see what's going on with other people's tragedies and when they're getting arrested and things like that. And that's how clicks and ratings is what drives the media. That's how things work. If you were to take a newspaper stand, and I'm dating myself when I say that, let's go to a website. If you go to a news media website and you had a story on there that about Michael Jordan's new puppy, and then right under that you had another story about Michael Jordan's new puppy being stolen during an armed home invasion at his house, which one do you think is going to get clicked on the most? That's why they do it. It's because people drive this. It's not the news media. It's people. Now, right or wrong?
Generally right. You get the leaders you deserve, and you get the stories you care about. Because for example, let's imagine, you know, two completely hypothetical news organizations. News organization one, Channel 14, okay? Channel 14 runs crime and drama. And Channel 18, let's call them PBS. Channel 18 runs like informational, you know, whatever. But they don't do the crime and drama. Guess one, which isn't going to be in business for very long. Yeah, that's basically it. Now,
exactly.
Now I think, okay, you know, Andrew McKay's own perspective is, you know me, I don't focus a lot on the lurid, the titillating, the, you know, I have you guys on to talk about these cases, and I have my news department, which is going to cover these stories, but you don't hear me talk a lot about those things because I actually think this is a problem with our news, is that we don't do enough real educating, real in-depth understanding of issues. You know, we do too much of the, well, it's what people want, instead of, well, what do people need? And, you know, it's a little bit too much of letting, this is going to sound like a terrible metaphor, but, you know, you don't let the six-year-old decide what the dinner menu is going to be. Sometimes you need to, you know, you need to have a healthy meal. And so it's not enough to say, well, this is what people want. But yes, it's what captivates people. And in a capitalist environment where you survive as a news industry based on how much money you can make through advertisers, which means, you know, eyeballs and ears, then yeah, that's basically right. Ratings flow from that. And you either better do the information really well, or you better give them the crime and drama. Right? That's the right answer. Yeah, because that's what people want. No, you're basically right.
Yeah, can you imagine a world without the news media? And they're out there, a main reason, one of the reasons is to keep tabs on government. I mean, if you didn't have them looking out for you, looking out on what government's doing, and the police are a part of government, then who knows what could happen. So there's a legitimate reason. There is a need. You have to have them. And that's just all there is to it.
But if you just focus on the boring stuff, you know, even if it's good stuff,
exactly. Yeah.
People will not, they will not keep watching, or they will not keep listening. That's exactly the problem. Mike Wood is Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you for the time. Thanks for the good perspective. Merry Christmas. And I will, I'll talk to you again, in a little while, but, as always, thank you so much for the time, sir.
Thank you. And I appreciate you letting me turn the tables.
Yeah, no, I like it. That doesn't bother me at all.
Beautiful. There you go. Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. This is Pensacola Morning News, and I am I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew as he is on vacation this week. So I was filling in for him on Friday with a last minute illness that he doesn't ever get sick. So it was a unique situation right there, but he's actually on vacation today, and I'll be filling in for him today. Got some other people filling in for him throughout the rest of the week. And we're going to get a quick break. We come back here. I got a story about ABC News that I want to talk about and their relation to President-elect Donald Trump. That comes up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyes iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
The Port of Pensacola, where history and opportunity converge. Since 1754, they've been a cornerstone of Northwest Florida's economy. And today, they're home to over 20 leading businesses, including C-Mex Materials, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. More than just a port, they're a vital part of our region's growth. Discover the potential at portofpensacola.com.
Whether you're planning ahead or in need of immediate assistance, end-of-life planning can present one of life's greatest challenges.
What needs to be done, how to do it, or even where to start.
You'll want a caring expert to help. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. as West Florida Cremations answers the many questions. Tomorrow at 10 a.m. on Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
This is Lauren Cutter with Pete Moore Chevrolet, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Stephen Brooks from Georgetown Technical College, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Jacob with Jim's Firearms, wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't text and drive.
Hey, this is Ryan Torrens. I'm an attorney here at Morgan & Morgan in Pensacola, and we just wanted to wish everybody a happy holiday and a Happy New Year.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, but Andrew's off today. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So ABC News, George Stephanopoulos, ABC News, apologized to Trump and are forced to pay $15 million to settle a defamation lawsuit. Now, they're going to do it. They're going to pay the $15 million, not directly to Trump. They're going to pay it as a charitable contribution to his foundation and the Presidential Museum. So they reached a settlement. It was publicly filed on Saturday in order to avoid a costly trial. So additionally, they'll pay the $1 million in Trump attorney fees as well. And they also had to issue statements of, quote, regret, end quote, as an editor's note at the bottom of March 10th, 2024 online article about comments made earlier this year that prompted Trump to file the defamation lawsuit. The note reads, ABC News and George Stephanopoulos regret statements regarding President Donald J. Trump made during an interview by George Stephanopoulos with Nancy Mace on ABC's This Week on March 10th, 2024. So,
News. I'm CJ Pop. A busy week for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the nominee for Health and Human Services. We'll spend 4 days with senators before everyone scrambles out of D.C. for the Christmas holiday.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is set to spend 4 days on Capitol Hill before lawmakers leave town for Christmas. Senators could press Kennedy about his views on vaccines and abortion. Lisa Murkowski, who is among the 25 senators expected to meet with Kennedy this week, says she's focused on higher vaccination rates, especially among children.
Fox's Madeline Rivera reporting. Don't forget the umbrella.
More rain along the coast and mountain snow for the West Coast, including the Northwest and Northern California. We've got this atmospheric river set up again.
Fox senior meteorologist Janice Steenan. Still no firm answers from top federal officials about those thousands of drone sightings across the nation. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 53 degrees in Pensacola this morning. An Escambia County woman was taken to the hospital over the weekend after being hit by a stray bullet in her own home. This happened on Sunday morning, very early, about 4:30 a.m. at Yakuma Court. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says that woman was shot in the cheek. She apparently woke up to two men arguing outside of her house. She said she looked outside, saw the men arguing, then heard gunshots, and immediately felt pain in her cheek. Investigators responded. They located narcotics and shell casings on the road outside of the house. No suspects were found, and they haven't been identified. Anybody with information is being asked to contact the sheriff's office or to call Crime Stoppers. Well, there was a big turnout in downtown Pensacola for the annual Christmas parade on Saturday. Thousands of attendees lined the streets. There were 50 floats and 8 bands, and they made their way down the traditional parade route. The bands represented schools in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. This was the 42nd year for the parade. Wreaths were placed on gravesites at Barrancas National Cemetery on board NAS Pensacola over the weekend. Part of the National Wreaths Across America initiative, volunteers got together and placed those wreaths. They also held a ceremony. Some of the volunteers were from the Corey Station Youth Center.
A lot of our children are military dependents, and I think it's important for them to see that there are sacrifices that go along with what their moms or their dads or their guardians do. And so it's important for them to see that it's not just putting wreaths on the gravesite, but why we're doing it, that people gave their lives and they made sacrifices.
That is Corey Station Youth Center Director Catherine James. And there were more than 2,000 volunteers that were out laying wreaths at Barrancas Cemetery over the weekend. Well, a lot of children here across our area will have presents under the tree after a toy distribution event that was held over the weekend. The 46th annual Communities Caring at Christmas happened on Sunday. That's all put together by members of the community. The event focuses on children in foster care, those who live in poverty, and adults with developmental disabilities. About 6,000 kids and adults across Northwest Florida are served by that event each year. Well, it's looking more likely that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers may be the only team from Florida to make the NFL playoffs. They beat the Chargers yesterday in Los Angeles. They're 8-6, first place in the NFC South. According to NFL.com, Tampa Bay's odds of making the playoffs are now at 87%. The Dolphins, on the other hand, seeing their playoff chances fading. They lost to the Texans yesterday in Houston. Miami now 6-8. NFL.com has their odds at only 7%. Jacksonville's already been eliminated. It is 534 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 53 degrees in Pensacola, 53 in Milton. We've got 56 in Gulf Breeze. Our next news at 6 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The main draw this week is the Federal Reserve's big meeting on Tuesday and Wednesday, when agency officials are widely expected to lower the benchmark interest rate again. AP News reports that officials are expected to reduce the benchmark rate by another quarter of a point. Bitcoin has rallied to a new all-time high as investors awaited an expected interest rate cut by the Federal Reserve later this week. The price of Bitcoin hit a new record of roughly $106,500. That's according to Coinmetrics. The Spider-Man spinoff Kraven the Hunter got off to a disastrous start, earning just $11 million at the domestic box office. Moana 2 came in first, adding just over $26.5 million domestically. Its global tally is up to $717 million, making it the fourth highest grossing film of the year. In second, Wicked, which brought in another $22.5 million. Futures are slightly higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials lost 86. That's your money now.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. Trust your vehicle to the best auto service center in Pensacola, Bobby Likas Auto Service. For years, you've relied on Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway for maintenance and repairs, and now you have a choice. Keep taking your vehicle to the Davis Highway shop or go to their new location on Pensacola Boulevard. That's right, Bobby Likas Auto Service now has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. So keep your vehicles running smooth with their maintenance service program, and when your car or truck needs repairs, big or small, bring it to either location. Engine repairs, brake work, transmissions, air conditioning, power steering, and more. They can take care of it. Keep your vehicle on the road with the help of Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and also on Pensacola Boulevard. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
You know, if you need anything related to electrical, heating, air conditioning, or plumbing, you need to call Peden. They can take care of you. And Peden is one of those, like, it kind of makes sense that they would do all of these different things because they're all sort of similar, semi-complicated things that go on inside your house. And, you know, if you're going to service the AC, you might as well serve the plumbing and electrical. Like, all of that stuff kind of hangs together. And that's why they do all of that for 55 years, serving everybody along the Gulf Coast, everywhere from Panama City to Pensacola to Tallahassee, all the way to the east. On the west side, they expanded last year to Baldwin County. This year, they actually expanded all the way to Mobile County. So really, anywhere along the Gulf Coast, they can take care of you. Professional service, quality installation, the correct products done right the first time, and they stand by with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And right now, if you buy any in-stock air conditioning system or a generator, they'll knock $2,024 off of it. That's right. It was $1,000 back in August. So give it a couple months, wait and roll the dice and see. But if they've got an in-stock AC or generator that you need to buy, they'll knock $2,024 off of it until the end of the year. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With four convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Bobby Rossi, this is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew is off this week, and if you'd like to weigh in, give us a call. Text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I have a story about Governor DeSantis here. So Governor DeSantis's name has been floated out there to be the new defense secretary. And but apparently, just more and more people are thinking maybe that's not going to happen, that it's looking like he won't be the selected nominee, but the fact that I don't think he should take it. You know, if he was even offered to be so. Now, Grant, you know, he's got term limits, right? So he can't run for governor again. But, and so basically he's got 2 years left on his term, I believe. So when the 2 years is up, that would have him poised to begin actually campaigning for president for real this time if he really wanted to do it. Because obviously Trump can't run again in 4 years. So that would give DeSantis 2 years of just full-time running for president. And hopefully honing his skills a little bit better. I had brought this up when he ran against Charlie Crist for governor this last time, that I had felt like Governor DeSantis was not ready for the national primetime stage. And the reason I felt he wasn't ready was one main area. As much as we may not like it, the running for president is a popularity contest. And if you want to be popular, you have to smile. And
it's a novel idea, man.
I know. Sounds like it's a easy thing. Sounds like, yeah, and what's your point, Bobby? Well, Governor DeSantis has a little bit too, he comes off a little bit too much like an angry old politician, man. Just comes across just angry. Look, there was very few politicians who were more angry than John McCain. But John McCain learned you got to smile. You got to just put on the big old grin. Especially when Governor DeSantis is on a debate stage, he's got to work on, he needs to stand in front of the mirror and practice. Because when he's on a debate stage, he looks like he wants to fight somebody. And as much as conservatives want somebody who fights, they want you to, Trump is a fighter, but Trump jokes and he laughs and he smiles. It seems like a strange thing, but most everybody that I talked to liked and likes Governor DeSantis' positions. So why did he not get more support? It comes down to demeanor. And you can't change a person, but you can work on your skills. I remember I was in my 20s when somebody had approached me and said, they basically said I had resting B face.
You?
Yeah. That's what they said. I know. I'm like, what? I'm like one of the happiest dudes ever. And they were like, yeah, but when you're not purposely smiling, you look like you're angry. And I was like, I am. I had no idea. So I consciously tried to make sure that when I'm just have my resting face, that I try to smirk a little bit. Just try to just do a little bit, you know, because I didn't realize that. So you can work on it. He can work on it if he really wants to be president. If he doesn't want to be president, then go ahead and accept the defense secretary nomination if that does indeed come his way. Now, buzz is out there that, speaking of Trump and DeSantis and blah, 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 it looks like Trump has been communicating to Governor DeSantis that he thinks that his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, should be the U.S. senator to fill Senator Marco Rubio's seat. Now, Laura Trump is the co-chair for the RNC, and she's actually done a really good job at the position. She's done a pretty good job at the position, and allegedly, Governor DeSantis is seriously considering her for the position to fill Marco Rubio's seat. But now, apparently, there is this little bit of quid pro quo going on a little bit. Well, what will I get if I promote her? Am I going to get the defense secretary position? Am I going to, you know, So not quite sure. Now, somebody, some of the buzz is that the reason why he would pass up on Lara Trump is not necessarily because he wouldn't want some sort of quid pro quo of some sort. It's because he's actually looking at State Attorney General Ashley Moody to be in that position, which she'd probably be pretty good in that position too. So there, I mean, that's a couple of individuals right there that are pretty solid replacements for Senator Rubio. But it'll, there's some politics going on, it sounds like. Others thought, well, maybe he needs to place somebody in that U.S. Senate position who is maybe not a really good politician. That way, in 2 years, he can try to run for that position instead of run for president. But buzz is coming out of the governor's office that he's not interested in being a U.S. senator. So those are just a little bit of updates going on with our governor. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. This is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. When we come back here, where did my story go? I had this other story. Where did it go? There was a, I wanted to talk about a little bit of a lighter story here for you. When, as it pertains to, in New York and some old laws that used to be on the books. So we'll talk about that coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Classes start January 10th. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Staying healthy after 65 just got easier with Ochsner Navant Health 65 Plus. Your journey to wellness includes a customized primary care experience with Ochsner's trusted team of providers. This means more time with your care team at appointments and focus on your health needs. Plus, daily group activities, access to an on-site fitness center. Achieve your health goals with Ochsner Navant Health 65 Plus. Accepting patients at 9 Mile Road and their new location on Mobile Highway, opening soon. Visit ochsner.org/65plus-Pensacola.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us this Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hot blood.
It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew as he's off this week. If you would like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So we were talking about, well, I want to get into this story here. I don't know if you've seen some of these websites that have old laws that are still on the books. Have you seen any of those website stuff before?
Yes, like in the past, but I bet there's some good ones still out there.
Well, that's the thing is a lot of these like kind of laws that used to be like weird laws that used to be on the books, a lot of them are still on the books. We just don't enforce them.
Right.
Like here's one for Alabama, our neighbor. No fake mustaches allowed in church. There's actually an Alabama law that prohibits wearing a fake mustache in church that causes laughter. So you can wear a fake mustache as long as it's, you know, for professional reasons.
Oh, just not. Gotcha.
You can't wear it and have a goofy one. So there's a lot of these strange laws that you get. Well, one that some people may say are strange laws, others may say, well, I don't know, that might be a good one to have. But in multiple states or in cities, it's a crime still, an actual like crime to commit adultery. That's right. In fact, I've actually heard people, I've heard some divorces that have been, you know, pretty contentious divorces.
Right.
Where they've used the law where adultery is illegal as a way to basically win some of their settlement stuff with their divorce. Well, in the state of New York, Kathy Hochul, the governor, signed a bill Friday repealing that cheating or adultery is a Class B misdemeanor. So, in fact, their law said if with the Class B misdemeanor, you could go to jail for 90 days. That's right. Mm.
Maybe she has some skeletons in her closet.
Well, Kathy is allegedly happily married, and she's allegedly the first happily married governor in New York for decades. Two
happily
decades.
Married.
Yeah. Her predecessors, Andrew Cuomo, mm-hmm. Elliot Spitzer, David Patterson, they all had extramarital affairs and scandals that all ended in divorce. So she was, so maybe she's protecting future governors. Maybe that's what it is. She's like, you know, we're gonna
or
protect
she's protecting herself, one of the two.
Yeah. Here's one part of the story, though. Only five people have actually been convicted of the offense since the 1970s. The latest, though, 2010. Yeah, 2010, a lady was caught in adultery, mm-hmm. and so she was convicted. So 16 states consider adultery a crime, including our neighbor, Alabama, also North Carolina, and, Florida.
Florida?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So when I mentioned I've known a couple of people who have had divorces where adultery became part of the divorce proceedings and stuff, it was here in Florida. They used the Florida law in order to try to get either more alimony or less alimony, you know, all this other stuff. Hmm. So because they're like, I want to give her less alimony because she cheated on me. That's a crime. So instead of me prosecuting, you know, and finding the proof and prosecuting her and having to go to jail, I'll pay her less alimony. And then another one so it's still on the books here. 16 states still. It's actually still on the books. So, yeah.
There's interesting.
Yeah, isn't it, though?
It is.
I don't think a lot of people would realize, like, that. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of them. A lot of the ones that make me laugh that are still on the books are stuff pertaining to, like, before the modern day age. Like, horse theft crimes. I mean, they were punishable like major punishable. Because back then, you stole a horse, that's like stealing somebody's car.
That's right.
That's like grand theft horsey.
Put a low jack on a horse.
Exactly.
You're not going anywhere.
So that's the thing. So those laws kind of crack me up. Loneliness is an issue with people, as we know. Well, loneliness is becoming a bigger issue due to technology. Technology is making people lonely. Where's this one? I had one.
You would think it would be just the exact opposite,
right?
Because you're always in constant contact.
Yeah, you've always got somebody. You always have somebody to talk to.
And with AI emerging, I mean, you never be alone at that point.
Yeah. Oh well, there's that too. That's actually a good point.
Mm-hmm.
But. Accordingly, let's see here. The ways that it makes us lonely is comparing. Like you look at Instagram, like, oh, I don't have that kind of life. Yet, you know, there's a lot of parody accounts now of like, well, there's the Instagram life, and then here's real life. Texting is apparently making people feel lonely because it lacks that human element. I don't know. I'm mixed on that one. Sometimes I like texting. Most of the time I prefer texting.
Right.
But like with my kids and like loved ones, I don't mind texting every now and then for like frivolous like da 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 da. But if I want to know how your day's going, I want to know some important life event or whatever, don't text it to me. I want to hear it.
Exactly. Because your
in fact,
voice
even more so, I want to FaceTime. I want to see your face.
Because your voice inflections and your mood and your everything about that isn't conveyed there.
Yeah, you're missing all that.
Yeah.
So exactly. So text, I could see that, because if you're just fully text and that's it, you're missing that element. And finally, binge watching makes us more lonely because it keeps people indoors and glued to screens instead of communicating and, you know, interacting with human beings.
That is true. Yes, you're right.
Unfortunately, I think we've all had that experience before.
Well, hey, getting back to the strange laws real quick, a listener texted in downtown Pensacola, it is illegal to park your elephant after 6 p.m.
Well, good to know.
Yes, because
goodness.
I know mine could even make it downtown.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, so I'll have to figure out what to do with the elephant next time going downtown. Yeah. We need some better elephant parking.
We do.
Keep talking about car parking and possible things. Maybe we need an elephant parking garage.
Go to the mayor with that one.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of loneliness, men account for 79% of all suicides in the United States.
Wow.
Men do. 1 in 10 men experience symptoms of depression and anxiety, yet less than half will seek help. 36% of those in therapy are men, showing a significant underutilization of mental health.